Hello and welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name is Dwayne. I'm the host and producer. And in this show today, we are going to be talking to somebody that had been in the area at one time, left, came back, and we're talking about Katie Flynn. She is the Intermediate School District Superintendent. We'll be right back after these messages from our podcast supporters.
We would like to thank M1063, WGLM, FM, M1063.com. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your local source for managed IT. Websites design and hosting. Check them out at WMTDS.com. At Business Growth Engine, Stephen and his team support businesses through automation and streamlined processes. Go to BuilderGrowthEngine.com. DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit DWVideo.com to learn more. Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as iHeart, Apple, and Pandora. Or go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can check out all the episodes there. We're well over 130 episodes at this point, and we still are finding stories. So if you got a business, an organization, or you've lived here all your life, I would like to talk to you. But right now, you notice that we're at a different studio. We're not at DW Video today. We're actually at the Montcalm Area Career Center in the Digital Arts Studio. And today I have Riley running the board. She has been gracious. She's a second year student. I just told her that I'm going to fail her, so she has to come back next year. But, you know, Riley's done a great job. So she's going to be doing the technical directing on this show. So thank you so much to her. My guest today is Katie Flynn, the superintendent from the Montcalm Area Intermediate School District. Katie, thank you for taking time out of your schedule today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're not new to the area.
No.
But before we get there, can you tell us a little bit about where did you grow up?
I grew up in Greenville. I went to kindergarten at Turk Lake School, which is no longer a school anymore. Went to elementary school at St. Charles in Greenville, Greenville Middle School. Started at Greenville High School. We moved and graduated from Rockford High School.
Okay, so still West Michigan,
yes,
still in that
yeah.
area. You're the current superintendent of the ISD. Can you tell us a little bit about your path going from high school to maybe where you're at today?
Sure. From high school, I went to GRCC, got an associate's degree from there, went to Grand Valley to earn actually a bachelor's degree in psychology, which opened up doors in education to teaching elementary, middle school, as well as special education.
So you kind of early on found education as being your pathway?
Yes. Yeah, okay. My dad was an educator.
Okay, so apple didn't fall too far from
Not
the tree?
Not too far, no.
Well, and I know that everybody has to find their own path. So once you had your degree, where did you start your career?
I started as a teacher for students with emotional impairments at Belding High School.
Okay. And then you were there for a while. Can you kind of bring us up through, because I know that you were at the ISD at one point.
Yes.
Left. Can you, from Belding, give us.
Moved to the elementary school from secondary. Then I moved to Ionia ISD. I was a teacher consultant in Saranac and Portland for a couple of years. From there, moved to Montcalm ISD as a special education supervisor. So supervised the programs in local districts and at the ISD.
Okay.
And through my time here, I was here for about 12 years, and I became the special education director. From there, took a position at Montcalm ISD as sorry, at Muskegon ISD, okay. The MAISDs, right?
Yes.
So moved to Muskegon ISD as the special education director, and then most recently came back to Montcalm from Ottawa Area ISD. I was the director of teaching and learning. So they combined departments of general education, special education, and career and technical education.
And you came back to Montcalm, was it January? What month did you start?
December. I worked in both ISDs, Ottawa and Montcalm. Okay. And so then came full time January 1st to start here at Montcalm.
So now you're here and doing, you know, it probably took a little bit to get your sea legs,
yes,
so to speak. For those that are tuning in, and we hear this term all the time, an ISD, an intermediate school district. Can you kind of give us a easy to understand definition of what is an ISD?
Sure. ISDs really have two responsibilities. One responsibility is to be a conduit between the Michigan Department of Education and the local school districts that we serve. Additionally, intermediate school districts have a responsibility to create consortiums regarding need within the intermediate school districts around instruction. We offer consortiums here in the area of technology and business services as well, really analyzing wherever there's a need and providing support to local districts so all of the students can be successful.
That's just what you do on Monday. What do you do on Tuesday? No, I mean, there's a lot that goes on with that. Now that you've been here for a little bit and you're kind of seeing things, and I know things at the state level change, you know, I mean, it's a constant change.
Constant, yes.
We're now in April of 2025. What is your short-term vision for the ISD that you're looking at this point?
What I've really concentrated on, it's been an opportunity to spend the winter and then into spring and then do some planning over the summer, is how can we collaborate? What supports are needed in the area? What are the needs of our students? What are the needs of the communities? What are the needs of the learners in our area, and how can we collaborate to bring innovation in education to this intermediate school district? So I've had an opportunity to meet with each of the local school boards. I have one more next month that, okay, I'll be meeting with, and each of the superintendents, and there's really a lot of joy here in collaboration. Everyone has that collaborative spirit. So moving forward, we will renovate our, kind of bring back to life maybe, our strategic plan. We'll take a look at the 5 strategic plan goals,
okay,
that were created and start developing action plans around furthering those goals.
Again, that's Tuesday. What are we doing?
Yes, you know, plenty to do.
Well, yeah, there is, and it's constant change, you know, and you come in probably with a to-do list, and maybe that you don't hit anything on that to-do list,
sure,
because things are kind of, you know, and I guess welcome to the world of work.
Yes.
You know, that is something that I know that here at the Career Center, we do our best to let the students know that you might come in with an idea for a day, but it's going to change.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Since you've been here this time around, is there been something that happened that you kind of had that aha, I think I'm here, this is, you know, like sometimes we all look at our path, but there's that moment where we go, this is why I'm here. Have you had that since you've been back?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I think there have been a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
Really familiarity, people that I know, and getting to hear about all of the great work over the last 10 years that has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
The connections that I didn't remember, but now I recall, things like the great things that are going on at the community college right next door.
Yeah, right.
We are so lucky.
And oh, by the way, the Career Center is not the college.
It's
part of the ISD, not the college.
Right.
The college does their things. I know that we are getting mixed up a lot. You know, people say, so what are you doing at the college? Well, I visit there once in a while. But no, there's the Career Center is 11th and 12th graders, and it's part of the ISD. So I didn't want to interrupt, but I thought people have to know that we're two separate entities.
Yes.
But we're all working for the same goal, and that's education, teaching people, get a skill, go out, get a job, and do what they need to do. So you've got your planning that you're going through. You've had your multiple aha moments, you know, and it's probably makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yes.
Going like, hey, I'm comfortable. And as you said, you were kind of coming back to new faces, but
yes,
also there was some that haven't retired since you left.
Right.
So that has to be fun. I'm going to change subjects just a little bit here. Going back in the time that you were growing up,
yes,
in the, you know, the Greenville area, what similarities from then to now are the same, and what are some things that you see coming back that are like, wow, this is whatever, you know, do you have something?
The growth is wonderful. Lots of new opportunities in the area. The active communities around our entire county, mm-hmm, are really wonderful. The investment that people have in the school system and in small business and in the communities in this county is really tremendous. So I've really enjoyed that. Very affirming, but also the growth. There are new opportunities that now exist in the county, and I feel like I just have more and more to learn about all of those opportunities.
And that's why I do the podcast.
Oh, I love that.
Because there's so much.
Yes.
And we might be 130 episodes plus at the time that people hear this. I'm get to meet people that I didn't know existed. You know, like we see the Montcalm Area Intermediate School District sign, but who are the people behind the sign?
Yes.
I want to do that to the businesses, to the organizations. You know, who runs this nonprofit? Who's lived here all their life, and what stories can they tell? So that's always the fun part for me. Before I enter into the last couple questions, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you wanted to make sure that we, you know, because we talked about the strategic plan, we talked about different things and what an ISD is. Is there something that you would like to share that you want to make sure we get on this podcast?
One of the things that is really important is that we are reaching out to our community and letting folks know that we have some open positions. Mm-hmm. We desire people that want to grow our young minds in our community, and we're looking for people that have all different kinds of talents to share, from bus drivers to folks that would work in our classrooms, folks that would be interested in providing specials activities for our students with special needs.
Okay.
We have lots of different opportunities here. The Career Center offers so many different opportunities, as well as our special education programs.
And that's the CIDR.
It is. Yes, in Greenville.
In
yes.
Greenville. Why, in your mind, should someone discover Montcalm County?
It really is a hidden gem. It is an incredibly friendly community that is, everything really is based in the community. People working towards the same goal. There's a really rich history in agricultural, specifically in
right.
this area. So, I think it's a great place to explore. Has lots of opportunities to be outdoors, but to understand some of the things that really make the state tick as a whole.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. And we look forward to seeing what comes in the future. If somebody wants to reach out and ask you a question, is there a phone number that they can call to contact you?
Absolutely. Feel free to reach out to the ISD, 225-0000. You can reach us at the ISD, and actually just dialing the main number should get you right to someone that can
somebody
get you
knows
to
you
office.
In the building, then
yes,
they can find you.
No problem at all. We welcome everyone.
MAISD.com is the website.
Yes.
So there's the address and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, as you said, you're looking for open communication. You're looking, so somebody's got an idea, you know, schedule an appointment with her. But thank you so much. It's nice to be here in the podcast studio at the Career Center. We have Riley again on the directing this one today. Might be her last directing job before she graduates. But we'll see if I can maybe squeeze one more in. I know she does a great job. So thank you again. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Discover Montcalm Podcast, as well as discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Check out all the episodes. Grab the RSS feed. Put it in your favorite podcast browser. And remember to buy and shop locally.
Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm Podcast.